This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here today. We're going live to Cruz Farms, where they're about ready to make a big transition. Jeff Cruz, Karen Cruz Corporan, and Evan Cruz all with us. Folks, thanks for being here this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
So I guess let's go back to the beginning, and maybe, Jeff, let's start with you. How long has your family and the ancestors had some of this land?
My grandfather bought his first piece of ground in 1923, which means that next year, Cruz Farms will actually become a century farm.
Wow. And then how has it evolved from there?
It started out basically, it was very small scale. It didn't have a lot of land. Basically, they were raising crops, and actually, my dad would take truckloads of produce over to the coast and sell them on the roadside over there. And then it evolved from that when more acreage got involved to where we were basically a wholesale outlet, and we were raising about six different crops that kind of spanned the year, and we ended up shipping most of them into markets in the Portland area. And I can remember there were days when I would take two semi-loads of produce to Portland in one day. It would make for a very long day. And then when the market started changing to where the wholesale outlets became something entirely different, that's when we shifted over to being a retail outlet, and we bought the market, which is, you know, what were 28, 29 years ago, something like that. So,
wow. So currently, how many acres do you have in total?
We're around 450 acres right now. Before we were in the market, we probably farmed upwards of 1,000 acres, but that included some grain crops and a lot more hay ground. We're right around 450 currently.
Wow, so that is a substantial amount of acreage. Does that make it one of the bigger farms in the county?
No, not really. There's a lot of people that farm more than we do, especially when you figure ranching into it. As far as a row crop operation, it's one of the bigger outfits.
So, of the land you own, how much of it now is currently up for sale along with the market?
The piece of ground that includes the market is just shy of 100 acres, and that's the big piece that is the topic of discussion.
So what led to this decision?
Well, Kyle, you and I have been doing radio for a very long time together, but the fact is I'm 70 years old, and I spent my whole life doing what needed to be done, and I'd finally reached the point where, for example, throwing 100-pound hay bales around wasn't something I could really do very well anymore, and I just decided maybe I wanted a change.
And Karen, what about you?
Well, next month I turn 65, and my husband has been retired ever since we've been together, and I don't want him to have to be at home alone anymore.
And
I just want to chime in here. I came back to the farm over a decade ago, and part of the discussion when I came back, you know, we didn't know what the future was, but the two people I'm sitting here with will be the first generation of Cruises to retire. And they expressed those wishes back then. And I wanted to go forward in a way that would allow that to happen. We've definitely watched, my grandfather and my great grandfather try to work up until they really couldn't and not end up having a retirement life. And so it was important to me to to go forward in a way that allowed that retirement to happen, as was discussed. So,
I imagine this took a long time to really get figured out.
It's complicated, but yeah, it's been a process.
Kyle, we're still figuring some things, but the fact is we're family, and we're going to take care of each other. That's the way families do.
And Karen?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's a little bittersweet, a little emotional, but as my mother would say, it is what it is.
So when you look at the retail market for, especially for folks that have moved here since it opened, how long did you say it's been there?
We bought the market in 1987 and expanded to include the gift room and the bakery in 1992. Ever since the for sale sign went up, I've had customers just say, boy, we're sure going to miss you. Can I buy your recipes? You guys are leaving us. I mean, it's been an emotional journey, but people also wish us well.
So talk about the baking aspect, because along with produce, you're very much known for pies and other baked goods out there. How did that get added into the mix?
A lot of that had to do with my aunt, who when she moved from Montana when her folks were very ill and wanting something to do. And that's when we kind of got into the whole gift room sort of thing. And my Aunt Joni was a tremendous baker. And so we kind of said, well, what if we do this? And the fact is that it just took off like gangbusters.
And I know that especially around certain holiday times, it sounds like a lot of you spend many hours in there baking.
Yeah. And over the last 6 years, it's even grown to where Ted and I have delivered between Thanksgiving and Christmas close to 1,000 pies to realtors in Eugene.
Wow. That's a lot of work. Do you end up working around the clock sometimes?
The bakers do.
At times. For a lot of years, we have that we bought from Abby's Pizza, their old stone ovens, and which are great for baking pumpkin pies. And we still have them here. And at the height of pumpkin season, there was a year I think I made close to 1,000 pumpkin pies.
That was before Costco.
Yeah, before Costco. And that was me. And that would be a shift. I'd start at 6 o'clock at night and run till about 4 o'clock the next afternoon.
Yeah. Wow. So obviously a lot going on there. Now, along with the family, with all the land, I presume that you have other people involved working for you too?
We've had a lot of employees over the years, but the transition we're going through now is the farm moving forward is going to be a true family farm. Other than the occasional help from an outside person, I'm planning to do everything on my own, and with probably more than occasional help from my son, who's getting old enough to run equipment now, and probably occasional rescue help from my uncle, who might not want to be retired 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle, I told Evan, we're neighbors. I mean, we both live on the farm. I said, Evan, you know where I live, so I'm available. I want to make sure that this next transition of Cruz Farms is as successful as all the others have been.
So, Evan, talk about some of the things you're planning to do going forward. What kind of crops, how many acres, et cetera?
So I should end up with, you know, around 300 acres or so that I'm farming between owned and leased ground. My main focus is going to be field crops, which are going to, you know, reduce the labor hours to a point where I hope I can do it on my own. Mostly it's going to be alfalfa. We have a lot of hay customers in the area, and I'm going to keep supporting those. It's anywhere from people who buy a few bales of hay at a time to people who buy, I guess we've got one customer that buys 60 to 70 tons of hay from us every year, and we deliver that. So I'm going to dabble a little bit in some specialty grass seeds. There's a demand for growers to grow. It's actually growing seed stock, not seed for consumers to buy. It's seed for farmers to buy to grow seed. And we will have a little bit of U-pick left out on off of Quail Lane, but it won't be at the scale we've had previously.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back live from Cruz Farms. Jeff Cruz, Karen Cruz Corporate, and Evan Cruz with us. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Back in a moment, 1246 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, your cue with Shannon Sebastian coming at 4. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, national radio host Danny Lipford, now part of our weekend lineup, he'll join us live. And right now, from Cruz Farms, Jeff Cruz, Karen Cruz Corcoran, and Evan Cruz on this afternoon, talking about the big transition, the final day of the retail market being open tomorrow. I'm curious, with the property, a big chunk of it for sale, what do you do with that land as you are going through the process of marketing it and trying to get it sold?
At this point, it's kind of a wait and see sort of thing. I wouldn't want to do anything that would prevent a buyer from coming in and having a full slate of opportunities in there. But it sits pretty well, and I guess if we get around to a growing season and it needs to be maintained with something, I'd be able to do that. But we have hopes that it'll be under the care of somebody else by next growing season.
Yeah, this time of year, Kyle, we wouldn't be doing anything with the ground anyway. So, it just sits fallow at this point.
So in recent years, has it been tougher going for independent family farms versus the big ag folks that you hear about?
I'd say it has. In my opinion, our biggest competitor is the grocery store produce departments. And in a lot of ways, I think it's kind of fake how they say they have local this and local that. And I know there are some around here that definitely do try and buy some local product. But to me, local doesn't mean Eastern Washington. Local means Douglas County. And that's really when we had our name on something, it was grown in our fields. And when we had local, it was grown by a neighbor. So there's definitely some pressure for marketing, but people love their local farmer, and that's not going to change. And I actually think it's strengthened over the next little bit. So there is huge opportunity. I'm not going the direction I'm going because I don't believe in the model of direct marketing. I just had to figure out what I could bite off and be successful, not only in farming, but with my family. Continuing the market and the farm on my own probably would have been a 24-hour job, and I'm not willing to sacrifice sleep, and I would like to see my wife and kids on a fairly regular basis. So
a slight correction, Evan, for one guy to do everything we've been doing, you'd need to do 36 hours a day.
Probably, yeah.
And obviously farming, I mean, everybody knows it. It's tough work. It's long hours. But you folks have been doing it for so many years. Jeff and Karen, what's it going to be like to slow down a little bit?
Oh, yeah. It's only been the last 2 years that I haven't been working 7 days a week. And it's nice to have 2 days off. But again, I'd like to be able to take vacation maybe in the summertime instead of in the dead of winter.
Kyle, we've been, you and I have been talking for decades here. I work 7 days a week. That's just the way it's always been. But, I mean, for example, about 15 years ago, I went to a conference in Phoenix, Arizona, and I drove. And both going and coming, I was within a half hour of the Grand Canyon and did not have time to stop because of my schedule. You know, it might be nice to go there and actually see the thing. So my hope is there's a lot of beauty in this country. I'd like to see some of it.
And he's also got a 3-year-old grandson that he would like to be able to spend time with in Washington, too.
That's true.
So are there, for Jeff or Karen, are there specific trips other than the Grand Canyon, certain places you know you really want to go?
Oh, I've got a bucket list to no end. And the only thing I've actually planned out so far is the end of March. I've got a house rented over in Yahats and hopefully get to watch some whales.
You know, Cloud, something on my bucket list would be kind of doing the Easy Rider thing, obviously not on a motorcycle, but just travel, go clear around the country, you know, take all the time I need and see what I want to see. I just think that would be magnificent.
So what will you miss about what you do now once the property sold?
On some levels, I'll miss everything. You know, this has been my life. I mean, you know, I started actually working in fields when I was 5 years old, pulling weeds and things like that. And it has been the core of everything I've done. And I am going to miss it, but it's okay. I've come to the conclusion that this transition is the right thing for me to do.
And I'm going to miss my employees and my customers. Both are just wonderful, wonderful people. All of them.
I imagine that you've had folks come into the retail market, you know, maybe every week it's open for years.
Well, some people come in every day.
And so over those years, I mean, whether you knew them before they started coming, you feel like you recognize them, you get to know them, and maybe you know them from other things in town.
Absolutely. You remember what it is? We've got one customer, he walks through the door, and I know he's going right for rhubarb pies. And we've got other customers, we know they're going for peanut butter cookies. You know, there's definitely made a lot of friends out there.
So what about the baking aspect? Are you going to miss that part especially?
I'm gonna miss it from the consumer side for sure. Because I'm not sure I can get pies like this anywhere else. So, and trust me, I'm not one to make pies. So,
go ahead.
For me, I just want to say there's a lot that I'm going to miss about the farming operation. You know, we had a pretty big diversity of crops.
Yep.
And the topic of food safety and all this stuff would come up, and I'd tell people, listen, I'm our farm's biggest customer. I've got two out of my three kids have a special diet, which forces them to eat a lot of vegetables. And I mean, they would go crazy on it. We'd eat a lot more of our farm produce, and you know, I guess we can grow a garden for the things that I'm not going to grow commercially anymore. But having that, you know, from what is it, strawberries to winter squash, basically, yeah, is a full season, and I'm going to miss that. Eating that produce that you grow is a really special thing, and when you grow enough of it to share with the town, I think makes it even more special. But at the same time, having a little bit simpler of a life on the farm with trying to grow fewer things, I think that's a smart tactic to take at this point.
And Jeff and Evan, I know both of you have said at different points over the years to me, like in the midst of summer when a lot of things are coming to fruition, being able to grab fresh ears of corn and other produce and have them for dinner, and sometimes that's all you eat.
Yep.
Yeah. See, and for me personally, I mean, I love fresh corn, but, and most people don't believe this, but the best way to eat fresh corn is to go down into the corn patch at 6 o'clock in the morning, pick an ear, shuck it, and eat it right there raw. It is, it never gets better than that.
So tomorrow is the final day. What are your final thoughts?
Yeah, I think for all three of us, it's the end of a really big chapter. For me, I have some reinvention to do, but I have a plan, and I'm fairly confident in that plan. I'm hoping the markets hold up, but for the other two, I mean, it's like when you get done with the exciting part of a book, and then it sets up for the rest of the characters' lives. I hope that's what we're seeing here is is a new chapter, but it's the fun chapter. It's the chapter where you're not worrying about stuff and the pressure is gone, and it's just all about enjoyment.
So for folks to...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Karen.
And for me, I live, not even a quarter mile away from the market, so it's still going to be a part of my world. I will probably get involved when we have a new owner, for the transition will be rather extensive, so my retirement might not happen until April. We just have to see what the future holds.
Now, Kyle, this isn't like the market closes after tomorrow and then everything stops. Things still keep going. We have a lot of things to work out, and like I've told Evan, I know he has plans for how he wants to do the next phase, but I do believe I'm still fully capable of driving a tractor, so I am available to help him in the transition.
All right, Jeff Cruz, Karen Cruz, Corporate Evan Cruz, final day for the market at Cruz Farms tomorrow. Folks, thanks for being on today.
Thank you
very much.
1259, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.